Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and it's been about 3 months since Congress approved the almost $800 billion stimulus package. Of that $800 billion, some $27 billion was earmarked for those so-called shovel-ready projects to help repair highways, roads, and bridges. And while $27 billion may seem like a tough number to get your head around, the individual projects themselves are starting to take shape all around the country, including the tri-state region. Recently, the Obama administration produced a huge document listing all of these shovel-ready projects, hundreds upon hundreds of construction projects, each described by location with a total amount of spending listed next to them. For instance, in our region, pavement rehabilitation for Routes 110, 27A, and 24 in Suffolk County, $518,000. Replacement of the bridge at Odell Avenue between the Sawmill River Parkway and Sawmill River Road in Yonkers, $2.8 million. Major roadway structures and drainage improvements at the intersection of Route 46 and Main Street in Bergen, $41 million. Now, ProPublica, the nonprofit investigative news organization, recently launched the Shovel Watch program to track these types of spending projects. But sifting through the list of projects can be a difficult task, particularly if one is not exactly familiar with where Odell Avenue intersects the Sawmill River Parkway, for example. So that's where you come in, folks. ProPublica and WNYC want you to be a shovel watcher. And we've just launched a new website in which you can search the transportation construction projects that are receiving stimulus money in your immediate area and report back on how it's going and whether you think the money is being spent wisely. So joining us to explain how and why we need your help are Mike Grable and Amanda Michael, both of ProPublica. Mike's a former reporter for the Dallas Morning News and is now on the transportation beat for ProPublica. And as you may recognize the name Amanda Michael, that might be from her work at the Huffington Post Off the Bus Project, who we've done projects with before. She's now ProPublica's editor of distributed reporting. So, Mike, Amanda, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
And, Mike, before we talk about this new crowdsourcing tool that you've launched, tell us a bit about the larger Shovel Watch initiative. The goal seems to be to take all of these huge numbers and break them down into more manageable stories of actual projects taking place right here, right now. Has this been difficult? Amanda, I guess you want to answer this, to sift through all the data?
Well, it's certainly a tremendous, tremendous project. You know, when you ask what is the stimulus, it really boils down to being hundreds of thousands of contracts, companies, projects, and jobs, all of which are designed to, you know, or supposedly will stimulate the economy. And any one reporter, you know, can't be in any place at any time. And so we really do have to rely on people around the country to let us know what's going on with these projects, who's working with them. We have the data, but the data can only help us tell part of the story.
So last week, Mike, you posted a piece to ProPublica in which you write that less than 6% of the stimulus money approved for highway projects so far is going toward new construction. The vast majority, about 76%, will be spent repaving and widening roads. Was that a surprise to you?
It wasn't. This was sort of the whole shovel-ready idea. We can't start from the beginning and create a new roads and new bridges in a short amount of time. So they take the sort of the existing backlog of the projects they have, the ones that can get going the fastest, and that's really repaving roads, widening roads. In transit, you're going to see a lot of buses that are going to be replaced, et cetera, et cetera.
Amanda, walk us through the project. If you go to the site, it's transportation.shovelwatch.shovelwatch.org. Do I have that right, or is it twice?
You know what? Everyone can just go to shovelwatch.org, and there should be a nice feature there that takes you directly to the page. And once you get there, it's very, very simple. All you need to do is just search by your state and then your county, and then you'll see a list of projects that have been approved for funding in your area. Just look through the list. If you know any of those roads, if you drive down them every day, if you've, you know, gone down them occasionally, just click through. And then what we're asking you to do is tell us about the roads. You know, are these roads and bridges that have received funding in disrepair? Are they modeled by potholes? You know, are they popular commuter routes? Do you yourself use them? Are there construction crews already setting up? We really need you to help us see what's going on and to tell us, too, you know, are these roads important roads in your area? Are these projects important?
So, listeners, let's do a little of this right now. To repeat what Amanda just said, you can go at any time to shovelwatch.org, and you'll see how you get to the particular projects in your particular county. And maybe the three that we picked out here that are in the New York area region. Anybody listening who happens to know the intersection of Route 46 and Main Street in Bergen County? That's a pretty major intersection, actually.
I'll jump in with the clue. It's in Lodi, right?
It's in, I don't know.
It's in Lodi.
Is it in Lodi?
Yeah.
Okay, 46 and Main Street in Bergen County. $41 million, so that's an expensive project right there by the standards of Shovel Watch. Or if you're in Westchester, the bridge at Odell Avenue between the Sawmill River Parkway and Sawmill River Road in Yonkers, where they'll be replacing a bridge there. Do they need to do that work? And out in Suffolk, a lot of pavement rehabilitation, 27A, 24, 110. So 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. If you want to report on any of those sites right now and whether you think they need stimulus money and what it is you would like to see accomplished there, especially if you're around Route 46 and Main Street in Lodi and Bergen County, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Now, help me out with something here, Amanda. I went to the site this morning and was going county by county and trying to find the New York City counties, but I didn't see them listed that way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
These are just the projects that have been approved so far. So what happened was states have made the proposals. They've gotten all the requests from the local, you know, city transportation officials, and they now have to get all the paperwork in order and send it to the federal Department of Transportation for approval. So what I'm hearing a lot of is this is the first batch of projects. This isn't all the projects. These are just the ones that were most ready to go this month.
And maybe that's not how New York City is getting its stimulus money. Maybe New York's getting it in other ways, like to save a lot of teachers' jobs and things like that. And the construction projects in our area are mostly going to take place in the surrounding counties.
Right, yeah. There will be some transportation projects in New York City. But the one reason that we're focusing on transportation as opposed to the education or the food stamps or the unemployment checks is because this is the part of the stimulus package that is going to create the most jobs. It's estimated about 1.8 million, which is about half the jobs that President Obama has estimated. And it's also, you know, no pun intended, it's the most concrete way of looking at the stimulus package and seeing how it's working.
Don in Queens has a question about the standards in hiring and the stimulus money. Hi, Don.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay.
Yeah, my main concern is, and I've tried to pose this to another talk show host, is anybody keeping an eye on the locals and the companies that are getting these contracts and making sure that the people that are hired are in the locals and full-paid members? I'm quite sure that local in the city of New York, the labor's local, quite a few guys that are on the job aren't local, aren't members.
Okay, great question. Amanda, does the stimulus package come with requirements to hire union labor for stimulus-funded construction projects? Mike?
There is a provision for the going wage. You can't pay less than the going wage in an area. But with union stuff, that's something that listeners and readers can really help us out with. ProPublica has 29 investigative reporters. We like to say we have the largest investigative unit in the country, but it's still many, many, many more projects for us to vet that we don't have the intimate knowledge of that someone like a union representative in those areas can tell us about.
All right.
And that's certainly one of the things that we're going to be asking people to help us with down the road. So, Don, I think a lot of people have your concern, and one of the questions that we're going to be trying to answer with our reporting is really how many people have been hired, and where are the jobs being created? There's certainly job estimates that have been broken down for the most part state by state, and our question is that really how things are going to work out? So, we're starting by looking at, as Michael said, the concrete projects, the fixings on the road, but this investigation really does look into many things. Who are the companies that are getting these contracts? Who are they hiring? Are they following standards, whether they're environmental standards or, you know, how much money that they're paying people? There are a lot of things that we need to look into, but as you can quickly see, the size and scale of the stimulus sort of outstrips any one reporter, and that's why we really do need people to jump in.
This is WNYC. I'm Brian Lehrer. We're talking about the ProPublica Shovel Watch Project and how you can help watch those shovels for the projects that are being federally funded in our area with Amanda Michael and Mike Rabel from ProPublica. And before we take our next call, I just want to digress for a moment, because after that scare that there was in New York a couple of weeks ago with those planes flying near lower Manhattan and people thinking it might have been an attack, the FAA wants us to know that there's going to be a flyover in our area sometime in the next half hour. Between now and 11 o'clock, a military plane will fly down and back up the Hudson River sometime between now and 11 o'clock. So it's an exercise, or maybe they're putting on a show like they were down in lower Manhattan that other week. I'm not sure. But the FAA is making certain that this time we know when a military jet flies up and down the Hudson sometime this half hour, this is only a drill. Marco in Yonkers, you're on WNYC. Hi, Marco.
Yeah, good morning.
You know that Odell Avenue Bridge, huh?
I use it every day, and it's been on the plans for about 2 or 3 years, from what I understand. And it's a highly congested area now, more than ever before. So it's a good thing. I think in general in our area, the state has never really been too responsive to these local problems on the roads that they control, and this is a good sign.
Good. So, Amanda, he says that this has been on the drawing board for a few years, and I've heard a complaint like this about some of the Shovel Watch money, or I should say stimulus money, and how it's counted. So some of these things, you know, we're going to get repaired anyway, and now this money is just being applied to that. Does it all count as new money that's really going to create new jobs?
This is kind of an issue that has come up. And there's a provision in the stimulus package that says you have to spend the money on what it's intended for. But you are allowed to take money, you know, that you may have been saying you were going to spend money on this anyway, and spend it on other transportation projects. Mm-hmm. You just can't shift it and go do something else with it.
So what do you want somebody like Marco to do? Here's a guy in Yonkers who uses this bridge every day that's one of the ones listed on shovelwatch.org. How do you actually want him as a citizen to participate?
Well, ideally, he would sign up, and what we're going to do is ask for regular reports from our shovel watchers to tell us, you know, when the construction actually starts, how many people they see out on the site, what companies they see out there. You know, sometimes companies will subcontract others, so we're looking for the names on the trucks. So really, we're looking for people to help us understand what's happening on the ground. And certainly what he told us, which is that, you know, it's in a highly congested area. This is something that's been planned for 2 or 3 years. That's very useful for us to know, because what we'd like to do is basically survey all the projects that are around the country and understand, for example, how many of them were anticipated, how many of them have been needed for quite some time. One of the things that's difficult to know is, why were some of these projects chosen? We've certainly seen the projects themselves. We don't know what kind of wheelings and dealings may have gone on, and this will give us some indication of that.
All right, Marco, you ready to sign up?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go to shovelwatch.org and be one of their citizen sets of eyes and ears. Suzanne on our comments page asks, so what are these watchdogs going to do if they decide a project is somehow insufficiently worthy? Yell stop? At this point, isn't the money going to projects that have been on the books, approved and vetted? I wonder how this will really turn out. So what will you do?
Well, this is also something, I mean, it's not just telling us that this is a great project or this is a bad project. Now that it's going on and you drive by every day, are they following safety procedures? Do you see them dumping materials into the stream? Does the company that's doing the work, do you know them? Do they have a history of problems? Are there any political connections that may have influenced why they got the project? And then from there, tell us about it, because this will lead to, you know, us doing stories about it and us doing watchdog journalism.
you know, we're not in this to play gotcha journalism. It's about accountability. You know, the government has told us they're going to be creating so many jobs, and the basic goal of the stimulus is to stimulate the economy. And so we want to see what's actually going to happen. The information out there is very useful, but it only tells us part of the story. We just know the projects that are going to go on, but not how they'll be undertaken. And that's where we need people's help.
Another one of the stimulus funded shovel-ready projects, as we mentioned earlier, at Route 46 and Main Street in Bergen County. They're throwing $41 million at that one, and Emily in Bergen County knows that intersection, right, Emily?
Hi, yeah, right. My gym is near there. It's I go to this mixed martial arts gym, Endgame. It's right near there, and 46, the Main Street exit, it's really abrupt and short, so traffic always backs up onto the onto Route 46, which itself isn't like, I mean, it's not a great road. And once you get off the exit, traffic just backs up forever. The stoplight, there's just a crisscross of roads, and it's a mess, and there's potholes. So it could really use, I mean, that sounds like a lot of money, but it could definitely use something.
Okay. So go sign up at shovelwatch.org and keep an eye on that when you come out of the gym, okay?
Absolutely.
Emily, thanks a lot. Now, I think Jeffrey here is going to dissent about the Yonkers project and whether it's actually needed. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you think? Yeah. That sawmill, the Odell Bridge between the Sawmill River Parkway and the Sawmill River Road in Yonkers? What do you think?
I mean, it's not needed, but at the same time, it is needed for the community that do pass by in there. There's a lot of bumps in there too. But then again, for all the highways that are in the area, you got a lot of problems with that too.
You want the more major roads to be addressed first, is that it?
Exactly, because that's what's more important. For when people travel from Westchester down to the city, all right, they already know when they get to the 87 by the 95 or whatnot, it comes to a whole bunch of traffic. All right?
Okay, got it. Thank you, and I'm going to leave it there because we're running out of time. And last question, as reporters, how do you expect to use this kind of information? What's going to come of this that makes it worth our listeners' time?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, certainly we know that you're interested in people's stories, idea of, you know, what are the projects that are being undertaken and what kind of impact is it going to have on our lives? We're really looking for people, like we've been saying, to help us understand what's happening on the ground. Are these projects proceeding on deadline? Is our money being well spent? The basic questions we're asking are all accountability questions. There's a lot of money at stake. We're spending a lot of money. Is it being spent well? And is it going to do what we hope it will do?
From ProPublica, Mike Grable and Amanda. I've been saying Amanda Michael. Is it Amanda Mickel?
It is Amanda Mickel, but it's also a family debate, so I tend to be a bit more flexible.
Well, it's M-I-C-H-E-L in any case. Mike, formerly from the Dallas Morning News. Amanda, formerly from Huffington Post, now the editor of Distributed Reporting at ProPublica, trying to distribute some for you. Go sign up to be a Shovel Watch watcher at shovelwatch.org. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up in a minute, an international study of 18 major nations find Norwegians have the most leisure time, Mexicans have the least, the French eat the most, but Americans are the most obese. We'll see how else we compare on various measures.